Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, everybody. Let's get underway with our guest, and Colin Gilmartin is new to the Meekin family, and I should say newer, not new as in the last couple weeks, but newer. And Colin, I'm going to let you share your story because I could embellish it a little bit, but I know you'll do a better job. How you were introduced to Meekin, and what attracted you? By Meekin, there are a plethora in your occupational background. There are a plethora of different companies that you could have plugged into to enhance and improve, your physical life, as well as be able to share with other people. But you chose Meekin. So, first of all, welcome to Saturday AM Live, and tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I appreciate it, Dan. Thank you very much for inviting me on, and I'm grateful for the opportunity that Meekin's presented to me. Mainly my body, thanks. Thanks, you guys, and thanks, Bob Delaville, especially for being persistent and patient with getting me involved in all the wonderful products that have benefited me. And 2 years ago, for a small little story, 2 years ago I went to see a joint replacement specialist in Boston because playing soccer for the last 20-25 years, coaching and playing, I've done some serious damage to my knees. And when I saw the doctor and he told me that I have 91-year-old knees and they weren't going to do a joint replacement surgery, then it was time to find other solutions. That was the answer that I was looking for, believe it or not. So started to experiment with some different things and, found the Meekin products to be, especially the water. Just going through the pineapple water as much as I do and now just changing a few things. Certainly with the exercise, I've been doing a lot of Bikram yoga, which has been phenomenal. And, the magnetics are incredible and there's not a part that I don't like.
And, I know that, Colin, just looking at it from that perspective, you stated you have 91-year-old knees, but you didn't let the rest of us where you're at, that your knees should not be 91, because obviously you're not coaching and playing soccer as a 91-year-old, so give us the actual birth date.
I am 44 years old.
Okay. And I kind of already knew that because we share the same birth year. Most of us would realize real quick that playing soccer competitively, any type of sports related injuries. I remember, this conversation years ago with a gentleman who played professional rugby in his 40s. And most rugby players, you cannot be that age and still do it. But because of the Meekin, solution, he said, I was able to continue doing what I love well past the age. And rugby is one of those sports, much like soccer, people don't realize how physically connecting it is. That it's serious. I mean, you're bumping and jostling all the time. Colin, for you, was it an overnight transition with the experience, or did it take a course of time, or was there something that just flipped the switch that you realize that, wow, we've got something here?
I think it took a little bit of time. I mean, it did take a little bit of time. I think I'm experiencing most of the benefits mainly recently. When everything's kind of combining together with the diet, the exercise, and then just getting my mind right as well, which is a big thing. I mean, we can do amazing things with our mind and in conjunction with all the other good things that are going on. It's just bringing about a really big change in me personally. It's taken probably almost a full, I would say 9 months to almost a full year of just really getting into it. It took a long time to get into situations that we're in. I mean, I just remember that going back into my early 20s and late teens and realizing how much trouble I got myself into. And then figuring out, I didn't get into trouble overnight, so I'm not getting out of the damage overnight either. Well, at least that's been my experience. So it's taken a fair amount of time.
But you make a really valid point there that so often we forget that we're, as wellness consultants introducing somebody, oftentimes we forget to ask the question, now, how long have you been dealing with this, you know, chronic issue that you're taking these medications for? You know, Roger Drummer, has reminded us many times that his record for one of the clients that he worked with was, 82 medications that this gal was taking every single day, and I would guess that that didn't happen overnight. You know, if we get into these scenarios that, you know, both mentally and physically, we're doing things to our body that they're not happening overnight. So why do we think that they're going to, the results to turn that around are going to happen overnight? We're putting a pretty high expectation on what Nikan can deliver. You had mentioned getting your mind right. And I know that in your book, Brain Training, that is the focal point. And I'll be first to admit that I'm not finished with it yet. However, as I started into it, and then as I jumped ahead and kind of read some of the other, you really, really, and I know you implement this in coaching, and I want to take the bulk of our time and talk about this, because as wellness consultants, we have the humans being more experienced that all of us have the opportunity to plug into. And the key, though, and you make this very, very clear, is that it's up to us to make that decision and do something with it. That nobody else is calling the shots. Nobody else has their hand on the reins of our life. It's up to us. And how did you come about that personally in your own life? And how have you been able to pass it on to others?
Well, it's been a lot of trial and error, mostly error, over the last 20 years trying to get to this point. I guess growing up, I didn't realize that the universe has an order to it. And I wasn't trying to conform to that order or trying to position myself to be able to take maximum advantage of it. I felt like there were things that, you know, I couldn't understand why things were happening to me, negative or positive. So the main message has been, well, if I can take control of my mind and I can direct it and use it, I can do whatever it is that I choose to, that I want to do, right? So that's really been the message, I think, in working with young kids and seeing how the world is. I want to try to position kids to be able to do amazing things these days. And that's really where the Dream Training came about. It was a focus on, using Napoleon Hill, his philosophy of individual achievement, and really just modifying it so a young person can take control of their mind and really chase after their dream.
Give us an example, Colin, of somebody, like, not necessarily the worst-case scenario that you've dealt with a young person, because as a youth pastor for several years, I know there are extreme cases that we, you know, will never forget, that, you know, somebody that impacted our lives that we were able to help maybe turn around, but somebody that, you know, or maybe there's a fear that you can remember of that really had everything going against them. I mean, they were dealt a really bad deck of cards and were able to take these concepts and actually do something with it.
Well, just, I'll tell you a recent story. Last fall, I'm coaching a group of 10 and 11-year-old girls. And this is really where the transition has really started to come in, Vance. I mean, I've been a soccer coach, and I feel like I've done the best I could to do the best I could with all these young kids. But it wasn't until I started to realize the power of auto-suggestion, which is the things that we say when we speak to ourselves, and how powerful that is. Well, we started reading this affirmation within the team. There's 12 girls, and 11 of them would read on a regular basis, and the affirmation, it goes like this. I am a strong, confident, and powerful woman. I need these qualities to be the best soccer player and human being I can be. I believe in myself, and I will permit no one to interfere with the achievement of my dreams. Whatever my mind can conceive and believe, my mind can achieve. Well, there are 11 girls reading, and one girl doesn't want to read because she's slightly dyslexic, and she's nervous, and her self-esteem is not great, so she's not reading. But the very last day of training that we had, this girl walks up to me and looks me dead in the eye and says, "Coach, I want to read today." And that was when that was powerful, because it showed me it didn't have anything to do with soccer. It just had to do with caring and wanting a young person to be the best that they can be. I mean, this girl obviously felt safe enough that she wasn't going to be judged in this environment. And that is a powerful, powerful situation.
And you're dealing, I guess we could have stated up front, you are in Louisiana, and it's not been the easiest journey for a lot of people since Hurricane Katrina, you know, literally completely derailed the lives of, you know, thousands of people. And everybody's been impacted down in the Gulf Coast by one way or the other. Maybe not, you know, directly, but they know people that have. And that leaves a lasting impression on the mind. When you talk about the power of affirmation, it is literally speaking things into existence, not necessarily as they are, but as we would hope they would be. When you take these young people, because you're coaching year round, this is not just a fall sport or a spring sport, this is a full time gig for you. Is there one that you can look back on that maybe from years ago and where they're at today?
Yeah, I remember starting a soccer club in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, back in 1997, called the Cedar Rapids Soccer Association. And we're working with some young kids, and we're experimenting with some things and some concepts about having fun and the games approach to learning. And there's this one boy that, his name is Lance Roseboom, and you know, he's playing, he's a good young little player, and then he continues to develop. And these kids were all, if you put them in an environment that's conducive to learning and it's fun, they'll want to do it for a long period of time. Well, this boy gets drafted into Major League Soccer, our professional league here, last January, and it's like to see, it tells you two things. One, that if the information is right and a young person can build their house of opportunity on the facts, that they're going to get there, right? Because it's like the power of mind, the things that I think about often are the things that come true in my life. It's the same for you. It's a universal law. Well, this young boy has now turned into be an outstanding young man and a pro, and I couldn't be more proud of him and seeing where he's come from.
And what you said, if the information is right, what's the second takeaway from that?
I think you gotta work at it. Well, the second takeaway is that you know you can do it, right?
Okay.
You can achieve your dreams. And I think that's the one thing that I guess if I look at the young people these days, and all I see is opportunity. I see opportunity because I see them wanting something. And they're doing the best that they can. I mean, I live in New Orleans, and it's the most fun city in the world. But there's there's two sides. There's the city and the inner city where kids are struggling. And so we're done off the call here today. That I'm going to coach right down in the middle of the city. We're doing a soccer league, and we're teaching young kids to love the game. So there certainly are opportunities out there.
Now, when you specifically talk about young people, what can we as adults, those of us who, you know, I think most of us can make the correlation that whether it's sports or whether it's business or whether it's our family dynamics, all of these same principles apply and they cross over. Everything, you know, correlates. As an adult, you know, you're working with not only the kids, but also the parents. How do you encourage and challenge adults to take these simple concepts and, you know, the information is correct, knowing that can be done? When you say there's opportunity everywhere, how would you challenge us as adults to seize that, especially in what we have the opportunity with NECAN?
Well, it's so important to have an open mind, right? Because without an open mind, I start to develop things like intolerance and and selfishness and thinking that it's all about me and mine and not really realizing that the world is interconnected, right? I am connected to you way out in Portland, right? And the difference between, you know, ourselves and someone in South Africa or in Northern England or in China, only less than 1% separates all of us, right? And when you think about it, it's truly amazing. So I think having an open mind, being able to be, willing to evaluate new circumstances or new situations and new information, because what we're talking about here is how things have gone on for years and years and years. But if I don't pay attention to undistractable attention to reality, then I might miss some things along the way. Right? So I try to tie the parents in with what's in the best interest of the young kids, you know? And that's really that's been the best thing for especially the book and all that it's a roadmap. Right? And you don't have to choose, you can take in whatever you want to take in terms of this roadmap, this dream training. But I think that the facts are out there and we're just trying to present things that are really good for people. Right? How to develop a positive mental attitude, what going the extra mile means for a young person and their family, and how to reach their full potential. Because I want really advance what you want for your kids and for these kids here, which is for them to be the best they can be.
I have to ask the question, Colin, because I want to expose as many people as possible, but on Facebook, they can, friend dream training, which I think, and I'm curious how you came up with the title of that, because it's almost an oxymoron too, because training and dreaming kind of don't, in our concept or our modern world, they don't really go together in the sense that, because usually dreamers are always, cast off as visionaries and, inventors, but the reality is that it does take training to develop and to develop the things that we want to accomplish or see accomplished. Talk a little bit more about the book. What motivated you to do it? When can we see it released? Give us the nuts and bolts, the nitty gritty.
This dream training has been in the works for quite a period of time. Right, the last 20 years have been, trying to figure out what really works here. And because, player development and taking a young person and watching them go through the stages of life, it takes time, right? I know that today's society, and it certainly was for me when I was growing up, I wanted everything yesterday. And not really seeing that if I put my time into something that I could work at it, it's going to pay dividends for me down the road. I wasn't interested in down the road. I was interested in right now. And so, The dreaming part of it came about because, as a coach, I'm working with a population between 8 and 14 years old, maybe a little bit older, maybe a little bit younger, but what's important to them is not the same as what's important to an adult, right? They're just, adults are interested in making money and kind of moving in that direction. Well, that didn't make a lot of sense for me. So I said, what does a young person want to do? Right? So I had to take myself back to when I was 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old and say, what would make me happy? Right? Because it's really all about, it's about happiness and it's about joy and it's about, doing good things. So a young person they want to run and jump and be active. So that's when it started to kick in about the dream. And if I want my dream, I have to be able to repeat my dream to myself on a regular basis and I have to build this plan. And I just saw that young, I know for me growing up, Vance, I didn't have people around me that supported my dream. Right? So, like you would get if you were a teacher or a mentor or, an advocate in the community or a sports coach or, any one of those things. I didn't have those people that were active in my life. And I said, you know what? If we're going to do something with this generation of kids, then they need to surround themselves and they need to take a little bit of ownership in it. I think, so many things here for young kids are being taught that or they're told to do certain things. Well, I think if a young person can explore what it is that they want to do, and they can make a decision on it, then they're going to support themselves with some people that can help them get there. And those are the, that's kind of how the, I heard some parents, Vance, last summer, they were talking to me about, oh, these kids are going to be mediocre at this sport, soccer. And I said, wait a second, there is unlimited possibilities for these young kids. And that's the way I have to protect their dream for them while they're still trying to figure out what it's going to be. Because I see the young kids needing some inspiration. And that's kind of got me into this book, got me into thinking, hey, well, if when we get to all the kids, I mean, my dream personally is to take 74,000 books and go door to door in the city of New Orleans and bring about a massive change. That's my dream.
Well, the thing is, that's not any different than Ezra Masuda's dream back in, you know, prior to 1975. You take a simple concept of a magnetic shoe insert that a good friend of mine told me yesterday that, you know, when he kicked his shoes off to change and saw him, and the guy laughed at him and said, oh my gosh, you're not into that as well. You know, and just how quickly, not only you talk about young people, but even us as adults, we don't have any concept, or maybe we do, but the power of our words, that negativity that can squelch and completely crush people's dreams, or even something, an idea. But 74,000 books, it's definitely possible. It may not happen overnight, but that's where it can end up. And because I venture to say that probably the majority of those people that would be the recipient of that gift, they never were told that they could do anything that they set their minds to doing. Because the environment that a lot of us grew up in, that was not propagated. It really takes thinking outside of the box, because we don't expose that. What would you say, Colin, and kind of tying a bow on in our conversation here, what would you say would be the greatest thing that we as adults could do, not only for the young people that we are around, our kids or grandkids, or, you know, those who we interact with on a weekly basis, but more so specifically as adults? I would love for everybody to run out and grab, you know, get a copy of not only Dream Training, but so many other vital resources that are out there that teach these concepts, or even we put them in the category of a feel-good or a touchy, feeling movie, but really it's about true stories of overcomers. I think of Cynthia Kersey's book, and the name just completely left. But that's very, very similar. As I started reading Dream Training, I'm realizing this is a lot like Cynthia Kersey's book. I think it's maybe called Unstoppable, maybe is the name of it. But it's just packed with stories and concepts that we're not exposed to. What would you say to us to encourage us to really get out there and go for it, to have an open mind, you know, to understand the power of affirmation? Give us a chance.
Well, certainly you can get the copy. You can get Dream Training at theuniversityofgreatness.com. But I think just searching out things that would be a benefit for you and your family. I guess that's really, try to be a lifelong learner. Always keep an open mind about whatever it is. And if you're hanging out, for me, it's been about support, surrounding myself with people like yourself and Bob and the other great people here, you know, in the area that have really allowed this to kind of transpire. Something that you demand that a negative attitude or, can destroy the power of prayer, and it can destroy your dream. It's that simple, right? One negative attitude can do that. So it's a constant, it's a battle sometimes, right? Someone told me a long time ago that when I'm in my own head, I'm behind enemy lines. Well, that can be the case when we're not used to the power of auto-suggestion and the power of the subconscious mind and being able to really, you know, have the dominating thoughts of my mind be positive and be on the things that I want to do. Right, the things that I want to accomplish, the sports that I want to play, or the good things that I want to do in the community. So it's really just really really focusing in on those principles. And it really, it works. I mean, the book is fantastic. If a young person who reads this book and goes through it and works through it and writes out their dream and repeats the self-confidence formula, these kids are going to be better prepared for life. That we know. Now, it's all about the delivery of that message, right? So when a young person takes this in and actually starts to do some things, I'll tell you another story. I'm coaching probably about a month ago, and there's a young little girl that I'm working with. She actually wrote a little thing in the book, and she comes to soccer training with a vision board about the things that she wants, with the pictures and the phrases and the things that she's thinking about on her mind. Think about how powerful that declaration is. A vision board, 9 years old. I'm blown away.
Well, and that can be. That's those are things that are not necessarily taught in most schools, to really throw those ideas and those concepts out there, things that we want to see. Because, you know, we all know, because we can remember back to our childhood, whether we wanted to grow up to become a doctor or a fireman or, you know, an astronaut, whatever it is. Life changes, and we start to discover our talents and abilities, and those will change. But I love what you just said, when I'm in my own head, I'm behind enemy lines. I think of something, you know, my favorite quote of all time is by Oswald Chambers, and that's simply that, you know, God does not give us overcoming life. He gives us life as we overcome. We have to take that first step and say, you know, if it's to be, it's up to me. I can go out and I can create this, but I have to forge forward. We have to be the, you know, salmon swimming upstream. I just want to remind you, you said universityofgreatness.com is the website where they can order the book. And I think that one of the things that you've shared here and illustrated is that in all of us as wellness consultants who have been through humans being more, we've been exposed to these principles. We know what needs to be done. Maybe some of us need to get that life cycle back out and, you know, brush the dust off of it, fine tune it, or maybe we need to, you know, dumb it down a little bit more and come up with a simple one statement. You know, what is it that we're really doing life for? And you've brought that front and center. So, Colin, I want to thank you for taking 30 minutes out of your schedule and sharing with the group, and I'm really hoping that that people will utilize this information. And, you know,
absolutely.
I know it's going to, you know, carry forward, and it's the simplicity of what we have in front of us. We just have to, you know, make a decision to do it. So I want to remind everybody again, if you want to go back and catch, you know, if you weren't able to write, you know, stuff down, or you have somebody that you think, man, I wish they would have been on this call, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, all spelled out. And Colin, thank you so much again for sharing this with people. And again, universityofgreatness.com is the website.
You can find us on Facebook as well as Dream Training.
Yeah, Facebook, it's Dream Training. Just type that in on the Facebook search and find him or find the book. And like it, share it. You will not be disappointed. And, I'm not even as far into it as I want to be. I'm reading 3 different books right now, and I'm loving what I've read so far. So, again, Colin, have a great weekend, and everybody else, I'm going to bid you farewell so you can, go get a second cup of coffee if you need it, or more jades, or your vital balance, or whatever you need. But, Dave Balzer will be commencing in 26 minutes. You may even want to make a few phone calls and email that link to people, copy and paste it, because you will not be disappointed about what you're going to hear about this new solution. And as Dave Johnson said in his email, and I wholeheartedly agree, this could very well be the most life-transforming solution that Nikon has ever introduced. And I know that's kind of a bold statement, knowing what we've seen with some of the other technologies, but there's nothing else out there on the market that even comes close to the vital balance, especially when you look at the cost factor and all the other parameters. Do your own homework if you don't take my word for it, and look at what's out there. I mean, it's quite fascinating. So Anyway, everyone have a great weekend. Thank you again, Colin, and we will talk to you next Saturday morning, if not before.
Thanks, Vance. Appreciate it. Thank you, Niken.
Thanks, Colin. Bye.
To learn more about Niken, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.